with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump has called affordability a hoax, a con job, a Democrat term, but he is taking steps to address the persistent economic concerns of Americans. Today, he'll talk about the economy and what he has accomplished so far when he pays a visit to Mount Pocono in northeastern Pennsylvania.
We inherited high prices. We inherited the biggest inflation in the history of our country. That means prices going up. And we brought it down very substantially. Now inflation is essentially gone.
The president's trip to Pennsylvania comes a day after he announced a $12 billion aid package for American farmers.
The federal assistance will be a boost to farmers who have struggled to sell their crops because of President Trump's tariffs. He said the aid will be coming from tariff revenue.
What we're doing is we're taking a relatively small portion of that, and we're going to be giving and providing it to the farmers.
The president, who was joined by cabinet officials, lawmakers, and farmers, said he hopes the billions in farm aid will also lead to lower prices for Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At their final meeting of the year, Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to announce a quarter-point interest rate cut. The two-day Fed meeting gets underway today. Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett launching a campaign for the U.S. Senate seat held by Republican John Cornyn in Texas. Both Crockett and Cornyn face primary challengers for their party's nomination. At least 22 people have died in a multi-story office building fire in Jakarta, Indonesia. And there had been reports earlier of people trapped in the building, housing the headquarters of a drone manufacturer. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 106 points, the Nasdaq trading 10 points lower. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors are using AI.
According to a new study from Exponential, just about two-thirds of clergymen are employing artificial intelligence to help them write their sermons. ChatGPT is the favorite. These numbers are sparking some concern amongst church leaders, especially on the question of accuracy and plagiarism. Supporters and developers of the technology say those obstacles can be overcome. Meanwhile, even in congregations where the pastor doesn't use AI, it is often being used for bookkeeping and other tasks. Michael Harrington reporting.
Some legal experts predict the Ten Commandments will be before the Supreme Court again soon. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require the posting of the commandments in public school classrooms, with Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas mandating their display in 2024 or 2025. Legal challenges have led all three laws being at least partially blocked while the cases play out. This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court declines to hear an appeal on a Texas books case.
The decision allows local officials to remove books deemed objectionable from public libraries. The case began in 2022 when residents in Llano County sued over the removal of more than a dozen books, mainly titles on sex, race, and gender. A lower federal appeals court ruled that the removal did not violate constitutional protections against government censorship. Free speech rights groups have criticized the Supreme Court's decision. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Supreme Court appears likely to expand presidential control over independent federal agencies, signaling support for President Trump's firing of board members. The court's conservative majority suggested in arguments yesterday it would overturn a 90-year-old decision. That decision limits when presidents can fire agency board members. More details, SRNNews.com.